is Hatchet Basketball on the air.
Open up the doors, fill up the stands. It's game time in Hatchet Land. Lace them up and get ready to go. It's tip off time. Enjoy the show.
Another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor. Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance. Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Hayes and Dance. Headlines. Heller's Lawn Pro. The Kingpin Bowling Center. McAllister Machinery. McDonald's Restaurants. Myers LP Gas. The Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
This is the Hatchet pregame show on WAMW. We visit with Coach Gretchen Miles before tip-off tonight here at South Knox. Coach, first recapping your first outing of the season, an impressive win over a tough North Knox team.
And we were fortunate to come away with the win that night. North Knox is a tremendous basketball team. They're going to win a lot of games this year and be one of the favorites in their sectional. But for us, from a quick turnaround from Friday to today, what we did not do well in Friday night was being able to guard people off the bounce, rebound the basketball, and finish it around the basket. I mean, that has to be a much improved stats, all three of them tonight, in order for us to be successful against a very good South Knox team.
Three players in double figures, Hannah Shreves with 19 leading the way. She had a big night.
They did, and, you know, double-double, that just means, you know, you're putting the points on the board that we need to and also hitting the boards hard for us on both ends of the floor. Our rebounding stats were a lot better the second half than the first half, and we know when we come across teams, they're going to try to take away as much as possible, Hannah and Sarah. So we've got to make sure we have people that can step up, be patient with the basketball, but they can also hit those perimeter shots to come out and guard us and hopefully then open that up around the basket for those two.
From one challenge to another, tonight it's South Knox we're facing, and the first thing you see that stands out, South Knox is a tall club.
They are. They're long, they're tall, they're quick, and they're coming off. They won their sectional last year, so with a lot of confidence. Their upperclassmen, their juniors and seniors, have been playing varsity since their freshman year, so they're more experienced, they're more mature, and they know what it takes to win at the varsity level. I mean, this is going to be a big test for us. The Page girl is a tremendous athlete. She's long, she's 5'11", she can score inside and out, she's a very good defender, and also the Kokenauer point guard, who's very basketball savvy, has a high basketball IQ that can shoot the ball well, too. And then they have players, too, the Ivers girl and the Cavens girl and the Williams girl, that really just bring in a lot of aggressiveness and feistiness. And they work hard on the boards both ends. So, I mean, this is going to be a big test for us tonight.
Can you put pressure on Kokenauer? Will we see some full-court pressure?
Well, I think we're going to have to mix it up depending on the situation of things. You know, we know that we've and again, our bench is going to have to be crucial, whether those kids come in for 30 seconds for somebody or 2 minutes, is that we've got to have that energy on the bench. So, you know, if the situation presents itself, we like to kind of mix things up and not get us too comfortable, not get our opposing people too comfortable. But, you know, we've got to make sure that we rush them on their shots and not give them time, because all their kids will shoot the three ball.
Any change up in your lineup tonight?
No, we're going with Elizabeth Stallman, Sarah Lewis, Hannah Shreves, Lindsay Moody, and Maddie Dant.
All right, Coach, we'll talk in the postgame. Let's get a win.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Questions about your retirement deserve more than just a call center. let Alan Bubalo, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, show you the difference personal attention can make when it comes to your goals. Contact Alan Bubalo today at 812-254-1340. That's 812-254-1340. Personal attention. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Hey, this is Aldo, number 65. You're listening to...
Welcome to Lady Hatchet Basketball on a Tuesday night from South Knox High School. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers. You're listening to the Hatchet Pregame Show on Memories 107.9, presented by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and Purdue Farms in Washington. Well, bro, here we are, game number two. After an exciting win over North Knox in front of the home crowd on Friday, a quick turnaround. Here we are at South Knox tonight. And as I just mentioned in our interview with Coach Gretchen Miles, it doesn't get any easier tonight. You've had a chance to see this team, and this South Knox team is the real deal this year.
Yes, they are. They're defending sectional champions over here in Knox County. Senior-laden team, very experienced, several multi-year starters. And they're a quality team, so the Lady Hatchets are opening their season with two outstanding teams. They got the upper hand the other night against North Knox, and it'll be interesting to see if they can continue that and beat a quality South Knox squad.
Well, as we mentioned also with Coach Miles, height certainly a factor for this team, as 5'11 stands out when you look down the roster, and that is 5'11 Jarissa Page. She's a senior. She had 20 points in their last outing against North Central, which coincidentally, they lost that game by one bucket, 71-69. So South Knox coming in with an even record of 1-1 in front of their home crowd tonight. And you were kind of surprised, as I was, by that final score. So that North Central team must be the real deal, too.
Well, Jarissa Page is a nice ball player. Like you said, 5'11". She also has a very wide wingspan. And they use a 1-3-1 half-court trap with her out on the top. And she's a pretty good defender out there with those long arms and gets some steals. And she's a good three-point shooter, so she's the entire package there.
The other player to watch for is 5'8 senior Chase Keller. Keller finished with 19 points in that North Central game, and she's right behind Paige. They're a nice 1-2 punch. As you mentioned, senior Leighton Ball Club. They'll start three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. And Coach Miles also singled out Michaela Kokenauer, who is the point guard and gets the duties of bringing the ball up the floor. I asked Coach Miles if we'd see a little pressure on Kokenauer, and she says they're going to mix it up, as they do each and every game on defense. That's what you expect from this Lady Hatchet ball club.
Yeah, Kokenauer is very athletic. She's very quick, excellent ball handler, and isn't afraid to put it up. So we're going to have our hands full with her at the point.
In the JV game here tonight, which kicked things off, Washington with a solid win, 48-17. Had a chance to watch that entire game. And I'll tell you what, Steve Brothers, my comment to you, I stand behind it. The JV team is the real deal. Coach Lacey Higgins is going to have a fun ride this season. I don't see them losing too many, if any, in the JV season.
Way to put the pressure on them, Dwayne. but they aren't going to lose very many, if any. That's a nice ball club. They have good size and some nice talent on that squad.
And what's that mean? The future looks bright.
Yes, it does. I think the entire high school lineup looks pretty good, actually.
Tonight, the Washington Lady Hatchets at South Knox for the second game of the season. First road trip of the year. This is our only game this week. Our next outing will be a week from tonight when Eastern Green will be at the Hatchet House. And then we got a Friday night showdown at Sullivan coming up next week.
The Sullivan
game. At home, I'm sorry. So we got two home games next week with Eastern Green and Sullivan Tuesday and Friday. But first things first, let's knock out this Lady Spartan matchup. Get ready for a good showdown. Our pregame show again presented by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with more from South Knox right after this. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Your dental and vision health can be key indicators in detecting early stages of many health risks and diseases. So finding the right insurance plan is instrumental in keeping healthy and productive. Let me, Marilyn McCullough, help find the best protection for you and your family by furnishing all that's needed to make a smart decision about available plans in your area. Call Marilyn McCullough at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, to schedule a review or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
With all the options out there today, we ask Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Your home for Washington Hatchets boys and girls basketball.
Memories 107.9.
Welcome back to South Knox High School for Lady Hatchet basketball here on WAMWFM Washington, your voice of the Hatchets. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. Congratulations are in order for one of these Lady Hatchet basketball players, and that is senior Sarah Lewis. Tomorrow at 12 noon at Washington High School, Sarah Lewis will be signing to the Division I University of Georgia equestrian team. How about that?
That's the first equestrian scholarship from WHS,
I think, is it not?
But,
you know, we talk about her basketball all the time, and she is a superstar on the basketball court. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to, what would that word be,
Horsemanship.
Horsemanship.
How do you like that?
Well, I didn't want to say horseplay, because that wouldn't be right.
I don't know whether that's the correct term or not. Horsemanship, is that right?
It's the equestrian team.
Okay.
We'll just stick with that. That just goes to show how good talented she is in that field, too. So I apologize. We're trying our best not to sound like we don't know what we're talking about, but we actually don't know what we're talking about. So we just know that.
I know that she's put a lot of time into that.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
For sure.
And, absolutely. And to be at D1, Division I University of Georgia, quite an honor. So that signing will take place at 12 noon tomorrow at Washington High School.
Yeah, I know she was excited about the prospect of going to school down there. So apparently she's getting what she was wanting. So
that
was great.
And a neat article on Hatchet boys coach Gene Miller in the Evansville Courier recently. Just pulled some notes from it. 42-year record, 672 wins, 310 losses. He's the third winningest active coach behind Jack Kiefer of Lawrence North and J.R. Holmes of Bloomington South. And 10th on the career list, one of 9 coaches in state history with at least 3 state championships, and of course an Indiana Basketball Hall of Famer. And along with modern-day football coach Mike Goble, he is the most successful elder statesman in the 2 major sports in our area. So some accolades for Hatchet boys coach Gene Miller entering his, 42nd year of coaching.
Those big-time numbers just mean one thing. He's old, right? Actually, we're the same age.
He is getting his boys' team ready for action in that big, exciting Thanksgiving Eve showdown with the Bahri Vikings at the Hatchet House. And, of course, we always look forward to that right before Thanksgiving dinner. It's a 5,000-plus crowd. It's one of the first games in our area of boys' high school hoops. And, of course, your place for Hatchet boys basketball home and away all season. is Memories 107.9. But tonight we're focusing on the girls of the Lady Hatchets at 1-0. Try to keep rolling, and standing in the way, the South Knox Spartans are. Starting lineups presented by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain proud to support our area athletes and the Lady Hatchets. For Washington, no changeup. They'll have at one guard, junior Maddie Dant. At one guard, senior Elizabeth Stallman. And the third guard in the three-guard front is junior Lindsay Moody. The forward is Sarah Lewis, senior. And at center, senior Hannah Shreve. So three seniors, two juniors comprise the starting lineup for Washington. Shreves led the way in that North Knox win with 19 points. Lindsay Moody chipped in 11. Sarah Lewis had 10. Three players posting double digits in the first win of the season for Washington. It's also worth mentioning Shreves had a double-double.
That's exactly right. 10 rebounds, 19 points.
Good way to start the season.
Yes.
For the South Knox Lady Spartans, they'll start at one guard. Michaela Kokenauer, a 5'4 sophomore. In the other guard spot, a 5'5 junior, Paige Cavins. The third guard for South Knox will be 5'11 senior, Jarissa Page. Forward for the Spartans is 5'8 senior, Chase Keller. And in the middle, 5'8 senior, Christy Williams. South Knox under head coach Holly Anson Eves in her third year with the program here with the Lady Spartans. The players to watch for: Jarissa Page, who finished with 20 points, and Chase Keller, who had 19 in the Spartans' last outing against North Central, where they fell just short, 71-69, so only lost by a bucket. Their mark is 1-1.
I would also keep my eye on Kokenauer, the guard. She's not a bad ball player.
She's an excellent ball handler, and only a sophomore. We got at least two more years to deal with her. So
yes.
Hatchets will be in the away black, trimmed in gold. South Knox is in the home white, trim in red. Just a programming note coming up this Saturday, Veterans Day. Be sure to tune in for live coverage of the special Veterans Day ceremony and recognition, as we will be at the Hill of Heroes at Eastside Park honoring Lieutenant General Tony Jones.
Tony Jones, 1966 graduate of Washington Catholic High School.
Class president that year.
I did not know that.
Yes.
But what a gentleman. And, you know, well-deserved any accolades he gets, because even back in high school he was highly respected. He's a guard on the basketball team and a really nice little ball player.
And he will be back in his hometown for the special ceremony this Saturday. He'll be the guest speaker at the formal program at the Hill of Heroes at Eastside Park. That starts at 11 a.m. Saturday morning. Again, you can tune in. We'll broadcast it live for you on our sister station, 95.9 and AM 1580. And then we'll make our way out to the roundabout where, have you seen the giant flagpole out there?
I've not seen that yet.
The giant flag will be raised, and they'll dedicate officially Tony Jones Drive out there.
That's really well deserved. Very well deserved.
When we come back, we'll tip this one off from South Knox, Washington, and South Knox Girls High School Hoops coming up next here on WAMW.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Get ready for winter behind the wheel of a brand new Ram truck during the Black Friday sales event happening now at Washington Chrysler Center. Up to $12,000 off on a 2017 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab. The 2017 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Express is starting as low as $32,343. These year-end unbelievable clearance prices are only at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Construction on the new state-of-the-art Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is moving along at a rapid pace, thanks to our friends at Tabor Crane. Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin. We anticipate opening the doors of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in early 2018 at our location at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Pardon our temporary mess during continued construction, and thanks for your patience as we assure every amenity is added to serve the community. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, opening early 2018.
The voice of the Hatchets.
All right, the starting lineup's being introduced here in South Knox. We'll be getting ready to tip this one off. South Knox will be the guest, or excuse me, Washington will be the guest on the scoreboard. In the away, black trimmed in gold. South Knox, the home team, white trimmed in red. Let's go to the Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop, your hometown Good Neighbor Pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Steve Brothers, what's the keys for a Hatchet victory?
I think a big key tonight is the ability for Washington to handle the pressure that South Knox is going to put on them. I look for South Knox to either a 1-3-1 half-court trap or a full-court press, whichever. We're going to have to be able to handle that. And if they play man-to-man defense, it's also a very aggressive man-to-man defense. So basically, if we can limit our turnovers, we've got a good shot of winning.
Well, we were able to handle the pressure pretty well against North Knox, but it's going to be even more intense tonight. The South Knox Spartans being introduced now, as you can hear in the background. For Washington, it's Maddie Dance, Elizabeth Stolman, Lindsay Moody, Sarah Lewis, and Hannah Shreves. South Knox starting five, Michaela Kokenauer, Paige Havens, Chase Keller, Jarissa Page, and Christy Williams. Coach Gretchen Miles in her 10th year with the Lady Hatchet program. Overall record, 126 wins to 71 losses. Quite a run for Coach Miles, and she's just getting started, Steve Brothers.
That's a pretty good record right there, 126 and 71.
Not too shabby. All right, the formalities are over. The teams have been introduced. They're in the final huddles, and we're ready for the ball at midcourt to jump this one up. Again, the Lady Hatchets 1-0, fresh off a win against North Knox on Friday night. Meanwhile, the South Knox Spartans 1-1, fresh off a tough loss to North Central. They lost by a bucket, 71-69. Jumping center for the Spartans, it'll be Jarissa Page. She'll go head-to-head with Sarah Lewis. Both pretty much eye-to-eye.
But Page has a nice wingspan on her, so.
And she wins the jump. The ball controlled by the Spartans, right to left on your dial, and we're underway. Michaela Kokenauer pulls it out to center court, sets the offense.
Washington's in a zone defense, and they're really paying a lot of attention to Page as they're pointing out to where she's cutting on the floor.
Page has it far side, well behind the arc, draws a double team, picks it up and hands off to Paige Cavins. And we got a three-second violation against the Spartans. Somebody can't put out too long in an opening turnover for South Knox.
Well, the zone defense may have surprised South Knox, as normally Washington plays man-to-man, but Coach Miles opening with the zone tonight.
Little token half-court pressure, and the Hatchets get it up the floor now.
Boy, a lot of attention is being paid to Shreves, that's for sure. She was double and triple teamed as she cut to the post.
Maddie Dant behind the arc, back to Moody, top of the key. Now inside, Sarah Lewis works free. Her shot too strong off the glass, and the rebound Shreves tries to put back, can't get it. No foul, and this time South Knox comes up with a loose ball. 1 minute gone, still scoreless with the Spartans and the Hatchets here at South Knox tonight. Dwayne Shake and Steve Brothers, glad to have you along for this Tuesday in Girls High School Hoops. Lots of games in the area. We'll tell you about those as the evening progresses. Michaela Kokenauer.
Pretty aggressive zone defense by Washington.
Paige Cavins back to Kokenauer, and a traveling violation against Jarissa Page. Two turnovers for South Knox, and still haven't been able to get a shot up, and the Hatchets have it back. That's that token. I shouldn't say token. That's that tough defense that Coach Miles' team's known for.
Well, no half-court trap here, so South Knox electing to just play man-to-man here in the early going.
Maddie Gant in front of the Spartan bench, looks into Sarah Lewis. Lewis dishes out to Stallman. Stallman makes her move in the paint, drives and can't get the shot, but she is fouled.
Good aggressive move by Elizabeth Stallman toward the basket.
And loud gym here at South Knox.
Yes, it is. They're going to say the foul was on the floor, Dwayne. I guess there's no free throws here.
Lexi Detweiler coming in quickly for Paige Cavins. So the first substitution for South Knox. It's out of bounds for the Hatchets. Quickly it goes into Sarah Lewis. Lewis shot in and out. And the rebound pulled down by Charissa Page.
Yeah, that was down and it popped out.
Man, tough break. Still scoreless. 2 minutes gone here in the opening period with Washington and South Knox. Page, far side, out to Kokenauer at the volleyball line. Back to Page. Kokenauer. Kokenauer now sets for three and hits it. She can do that.
That is top of the key right there.
She's just a sophomore but has a lot of talent. 3-0. South Knox gets the first score. Hatchets trying to get the first points in. Dant, far side. Over to Stallman. Now to Sarah Lewis. Lewis drives the paint. Left-hand shot, too strong. And the rebound tied up, jump ball. Page had it, and nice job by Maddie Dant getting in on that.
Very aggressive. And good job by Maddie.
Dant causes it to stay with the Hatchets.
Out of bounds under our own basket. Stallman throws it in.
Moody to Lewis. Lewis, shot fake. Now up, no good. Rebound. Maddie Dant, her putback, no good. Too strong. And the weak side board to Jarissa Page. So the Hatchets have had the chances, just can't get it through the hoop.
0 for 6 from the field already.
3-0 in favor of the Spartans. Page outside the center circle. Directs traffic. Hands off to Lexi Detweiler. Now to Kokenauer. And to Page. A little pitch and catch outside right now. South Knox waiting for a good look. Kokenauer pulls up for three. No good. Loose ball. Fought for. And timeout called by Holly Anson E.
Called the timeout while she was sliding on the floor traveling. Good timely timeout there.
Yes, it was. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Remind you, tonight's game coverage brought to you by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. The Donaldson Insurance Agency. With Donaldson's, your number one. Some of the other matchups around the area. North Knox is at Northeast Dubois tonight. Vincennes Lincoln at home against Evansville North. Lagodi playing at Eastern Green. Jasper entertaining Vincennes Reveille. Shoals travels to Springs Valley. The Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals are at the Birdcage. They're opening the season against Shackamack tonight. And the Barrie Lady Vikings kicking off their season at Orleans. And you can hear that game down the dial on 95.9 FM this evening. The General. So again, almost all the teams now getting their first game in tonight as the girls' basketball season gets in full swing. Just under 5 minutes, the Spartans with the ball, leading 3-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Detweiler hands off to Jarissa Page. Now Kokenauer. Kokenauer cut off at the free throw line, dishes out to Detweiler, to Page at the volleyball line. Page, nowhere to go, passes out to Chase Keller.
Pretty good zone defense by Washington.
Great defense. The turnover is created by the Hatchets, and Washington gets the ball back.
We just have to hit a couple of shots here.
Stallman almost lost it. Now Stallman takes it all the way to the hoop. Scoop shot off the mark. Put back by Shreves is no good. And we still have not got a basket to fall.
0 for 8.
Shreves did a nice job breaking up an open fast break for the Spartans. Knocks it out of bounds. The ball stays with South Knox underneath their bucket.
Shreves got a nice offensive rebound, and I know she wants that shot back because she kind of missed that two-footer. But it was in traffic.
Page draws the foul.
Now that should be on the floor. Let's see if it, no, they're giving her two shots. So
Jarissa Page works her way to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throws of the night at the four-minute mark, halfway through the opening quarter. Jarissa Page tries to build on the three-point lead. And this place gets quiet. Man. First free throw is up and in. Page gets her first point tonight.
That's as quiet as a Colts game.
We almost have to whisper like golf announcers here. The second charity toss. In and out. No good. Rebound Sarah Lewis as she comes flying in. And a reach-in foul called on Christy Williams.
Sarah was wondering when the referee was going to blow the whistle if she got assaulted on that rebound.
Out of bounds, length of the floor for the Hatchets. Now here comes a little more pressure, bro.
Yep.
Detweiler and Kokenauer step up about three-quarter court.
Moody bringing it down.
Hands off to Stallman. They do get it across the timeline. Dant looking into Shreves. Denied. That pass taken away by Page, but she can't keep it in bounds. So it'll stay with Washington. 3-0 our score if you're just joining us. 4-0, excuse me, in favor of the Spartans. Hatchett still trying to get their first points on the board here in the opening quarter. Underneath,
there's
there
a nice
we go.
Pass.
Shreves. Oh, missed that layup. Still not able to get that ball in the hoop.
She's got to hit the square.
Stallman's got this one. There we go. And Elizabeth Stallman gets the first points. Makes it 4-2 in favor of South Knox.
Dwayne, you remember Maddie Dant in the first quarter the other night against North Knox. She already in this quarter has 3 offensive rebounds.
And there's a steal that she created. Dant all over the floor. Nice job, Maddie. Stallman. Over to Lewis. Lewis.
Oh, a travel, yeah.
She forgot the dribble.
Just one step too many there.
That was a great move. Too bad it was illegal.
Yeah.
And the ladies' partner, number 32, Blair Evans.
Blair Evans coming in now, replacing Lexi Detweiler for South Knox. 3:11 to go, first quarter of play. South Knox holding on to a 4-2 lead on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Low-scoring affair so far.
I wouldn't call this quarter a clinic by any stretch.
Hannah Ivers lost the handle and the loose ball to Washington and a reach-in foul called on Jerissa Page, her first.
Well, South Knox already has 5 turnovers. Excellent defense on Washington's part, but we have to put the ball in the basket.
The Hatchets have had a good quarter. They just cannot get the ball to go through defensively, creating a lot of turnovers. They're getting good looks. The ball just will not fall. Sarah Lewis to Stallman. And Stallman picked from behind, taken away by South Knox. The Spartans, Chase Keller comes up with that one. Page off to the races in the paint.
Blocked.
She's stripped, and the reach-in foul called on Page.
Blocked by Dant.
That's going to be her second foul, and that's trouble for South Knox. Quickly, we're going to see Paige Cavins checking back in. And Allie Barber coming in now for the Hatchets, replacing Maddie Dant.
Okay, Dwayne, here's where we have to take advantage of the fact that Paige is on the bench. We've got to score here. There's 2:33 left in the first quarter, and she has 2 fouls already. We have to capitalize on that.
4-2 in favor of South Knox. The Hatchets have the ball. Allie Barber looking underneath the Shreves. Shreves stepped out of bounds, and the turnover gives it back to the Lady Spartans.
Washington is 1-for-10 from the field. Still in that 2-3 zone defense. And there's another turnover.
Turnover. Lindsay Moody comes up with a loose ball. Pulls it out. Sarah Lewis, far side, over to Moody. Moody, skip pass to Barber. Allie Barber. Pass on the floor, taken away by South Knox. So reciprocating turnovers, Barry Watkins. That's for you. Listening long distance, I'm sure, tonight.
South Knox has shot 3 times this quarter.
Wow. And they lead 4-2.
A lot of turnovers.
Cavins. Oh.
They say off of Washington.
Tough break
out
there.
Out of bounds, yeah.
So the ball stays with South Knox. Blair Evans will trigger the inbound pass. She gets it into Kokenauer. We're at a minute and a half in the opening quarter. 4-2, South Knox with the advantage. 6 total points in 6.5 minutes of play.
Maybe it's a defensive clinic.
I guess so. That's what we'll go with. Chase Keller, Cavins to Blair Evans. Evans out to Kokenauer. Kokenauer now at the volleyball line.
Another
turnover.
Tries to
look in and can't get it. Outlet pass. Here's Moody. Moody has to pull it back out. Couldn't handle it. Stallman has it. Stallman lob in to Sarah Lewis. And as Lewis makes her move, she's fouled by South Knox.
Dwayne, I think Sarah Lewis soon is going to say, okay, just give me the ball. I'm going to start shooting some more.
Lexi Detweiler coming back into the lineup now for South Knox, replacing Blair Evans.
Just get her the ball and let her shoot.
Foul whistled on Chase Keller. That was her first. That's the 5th South Knox foul.
Sarah Lewis does shoot. No good.
On the rebound, a foul called on the Hatchets that goes against Allie Barber. Her first, team 2nd. So back to South Knox.
They need to keep track of this score with an abacus. 4-2.
Kokenauer off to Cavins. Paige Cavins saw some room but was denied. Now
near turnover again
by Shreves. Lexi Detweiler hands off to Keller. She can't get it. Rebound to Stallman. Stallman picked from behind by Kokenauer. The ball staying with the Hatchets.
By the way, Dwayne, that excellent blocking out by the Hatchets on that rebound. They formed that triangle, and South Knox had no chance of getting that rebound.
Lily Dernal now coming in, and she'll replace Hannah Shreves. The final 30 seconds. South Knox 4, Washington 2.
Whoa,
and
out of bounds again.
That's too much for Sarah Lewis to handle. Unforced error. And it's back to the Spartans.
7 turnovers for South Knox, 5 for Washington.
Well, here's those turnovers we missed in the first game,
yeah.
I guess, bro.
Right.
Kokenauer lost the handle but able to hang on. Now Paige Cavins has it. Cavins.
Nice pass.
Yeah, nice move. Cavins made that happen as she worked it into Hannah Ivers. Ivers kissed the glass. It's 6-2. South Knox lead back up to 4. 4 seconds left. The Hatchets have to shoot it. Moody's shot is blocked, and that's it. Man, oh, man, after 8 minutes of basketball, we scored a point a minute. It's South Knox 6, and the Lady Hatchets 2.
Good math skills there, Dwayne.
We'll be back after this one-minute timeout on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family-owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress-free. A Johnson deal so easy. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
The Voice of the Hatchets.
6-2 our score in favor of South Knox as we get set for the second period of play here at South Knox High School. It's not stall ball we're talking about either. Neither team really shooting the lights out, to say the least.
There's another turnover by South Knox.
Spartans turn it over in their opening possession. The Hatchets get
it back. And there's a turnover again by
Kokenauer takes it from Stallman and can't get the layup. Rebound to Lindsay Moody. Moody pushing it up the floor now. Moody, jump stop, needs some help, finds Maddie Dant. Dant drives baseline, works it far corner to Sarah Lewis.
Oh, my, another near turnover there, and it is a turnover.
Kokenauer just stayed with it. Good pressure by Kokenauer, and she has 5 of the 8 for South Knox. It's an 8-2 Spartan lead.
Coach Miles is not a happy camper. I'll tell you what, the Lady Hatchets got taken to the whipping post during that quarter break as Coach Miles was very animated in the huddle, and rightfully so, as we're playing very tentatively and already have 7 turnovers. It is, however, out of bounds under our own basket, but we're trailing 8-2.
Little contact. Official says, let's settle down. Inbound to Lindsay Moody. Moody now sets the offense, works it over to Sarah Lewis. Lewis to Stallman. Stallman, pass taken away. Another turnover for Washington. Man, oh man.
Dwayne, look who's in the game. It's Melita Adradanoska.
Melita Adradanoska into the lineup now for the Hatchets. Thank you, bro. Ivers, pass,
knocked loose, but South Knox able to hang on. Now it goes to Detweiler. And over to Chase Keller. Now we're going to see South Knox slow it up a little bit. No pressure. Kokenauer one-on-one with Adradanoska. To Detweiler. To Ivers. A three ball from Chase Keller. No good. Off the top of the backboard. And the Hatchets will have it out of bounds.
Once again, an excellent block out there by Stallman. And is over the back foul.
Allie Barber checking in for Elizabeth Stallman. So it's Stallman, Moody, Lewis, Adranaska, and Shreves on the floor for Washington. For South Knox, Kokenauer, Ivers, Detweiler.
We've got to see if we can get the ball inside.
Keller, and that shot no good by Barber. But an offensive rebound by Shreves, a second chance coming. Sarah Lewis over to Adranaska.
Shreves is begging for the basketball.
Nice defense by South Knox. Hatchett's pitch and catch. Now Barber works open, and she drains it.
It's a two. I guess she stepped on the line.
Yeah, she had a toe on the line. But
I'll tell you what, we needed that basket in the worst
Barber
way.
Barber with the second field goal tonight for Washington makes it 8-4, and a quick shot by the Spartans off the mark on the other end. And a reach-in foul called by Kokenauer puts the Hatchets on the line. One a bonus for Lindsay Moody. We'll shoot free throws the rest of this half.
That's a quick bonus there for Washington. So let's see if we can hit from the free throw line, maybe.
Our game coverage brought to you by McDonald's of Washington. Apply to join the McDonald's team today. By your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. By Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. And by the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer in downtown Washington. Hannah Ivers gets a nice round of applause as she put in some good quality minutes off the bench for the Lady Spartans, and she takes a breather as Jarissa Page returns now with two fouls.
See if we can get that third one.
The first free throw by Lindsay Moody is up and in. She'll shoot one more. Moody's second toss is up, and it's good. So now an 8-6 ball game. The Hatchets have cut the Spartan lead back to two. 5 minutes to go, first half of play here at South Knox. Keller over Hannah Shreves, and she made it count. That was a nice shot by Keller, not easy to do. Over the outreached arms of Hannah Shreves.
Well, they're doing a good job defensively on Hannah.
Allie Barber drives to the basket, and she can't get it, but she is fouled. Barber going to shoot two.
Hannah Shreves is becoming pretty frustrated as they're fronting her and not allowing for the Hatchet perimeter players to get a good look to lob the ball into her.
Barber's first free throw up and in. And checking in now is Shelby Osborne. For South Knox, Osborne replaces Christy Williams. One more free toss here for Barber. It's up and in.
Good job.
Barber
good.
Has 4 points, the game's leading scorer right now.
Okay,
makes it 10-8.
Washington back in that zone defense. They were playing man for a while.
Kokenauer pulls it out to Page. Now over to Detweiler, far side. Skip pass.
Near turnover.
By Lewis. South Knox chases it down. Detweiler. Out to Page. Page over to Kokenauer. Now Keller. Chase Keller in trouble in the corner. In big trouble.
Oh, he called a foul. And Coach Miles is not happy with that as it looked like she had... Had her tied up, and he called a reach-in on that.
He bailed her out on that one. Sarah Lewis, first personal foul.
That was a home court call, if there ever
out
was one.
Out of bounds for South Knox. Page, high-arching shot on the quick inbound pass. No good. The rebound controlled by Sarah Lewis. Moody across the timeline with a lot of pressure from Kokenauer. Hands it off to Adranaska. And then she feeds it inside to Sarah Lewis.
That's what we're talking about.
Lewis gets her first points tonight, but big ones that ties it up at 10.
We need to do more of that, by the way.
3:45 to go. We got a new ball game now.
Well, we're cognizant of where Paige is at all times on this defense.
A turnover by the Spartans, and then a turnover almost by the Hatchets.
Moody lost it, got it back.
Shelby Osborne reached in from behind, and that should put Lindsey Moody back at the line for a one-a bonus.
Kochenauer's getting some instruction from former coach C.J. Carey over there on the sideline, or maybe just a pat on the back.
One-a bonus for Moody. As the Hatchets are in the bonus the rest of this half. Moody eyes it, flies it short on that one. Rebound to Hannah Ivers. So 10 all, 3:20 to go first half. Washington and South Knox in a good battle here, low-scoring affair. Ivers tries for three, too strong. Rebound
good
to
rebound.
Hannah Shreves.
Nice rebound by Hannah.
Shreves pulled it down.
Now let's see if we can get a lead here, Dwayne. There's the lob into Shreves.
Too strong. Jump ball tied up. And the arrow this time will point to the Hatchets.
That was really not a good lob. She was just hoping Hannah was going to be able to get that.
Tough one to clean up there for Hannah. Barber looking to get it in. Gets it out to Moody. Moody far side to Allie Barber. Allie back to Moody. And a foul called against Hannah Shreves. Coach Anson Eves has been trying to get that all game, and she finally got it.
I'm not liking the looks of these officials.
Coach Miles asking for an explanation.
I'm not liking this. This does not look good.
2:45 to go. First half of play. Spartans with the ball. We're all tied up at 10 apiece. Paige tries to work it into Hannah Ivers and can't do it. It's out of bounds. Back to the Hatchets. And Elizabeth Stallman re-enters the lineup now for Melita Adrenanoska. Good minutes for Adrenanoska off the bench, though.
Still 10-10. We've got 2:38 to go in the half.
Moody, one-on-one with Kochenauer. Now Stallman sets, shoots, missed. Battle for the rebound. It's loose and out of bounds.
Neither ref knew. And they looked at each other and pointed to the home team.
Well, the back official was actually pointing to the front official saying, I didn't see your call, but the front official assumed he was pointing to South Knox.
That's
did you
right.
see that?
Yes, I did.
This so is not that's what they went with.
Sometimes you get a feeling about a crew, and I don't have a good one about this crew.
Well, there's a reach-in foul called on the Hatchets. Fifth team foul against Washington. And that's going on 42, Allie Barber. That's her second. So it's out of bounds for the Spartans underneath their basket with 2:15 left to play.
Having a hard time getting it in.
They do get it in. The shot is too high off the backboard. Attempted by Shelby Osborne. The weak side rebound into the hands of Washington. Stallman breaks out of a lot of pressure. Now to Moody, over to Lewis. Barber travel. And a turnover back to Washington. So, Hannah Shreves coming in for Allie Barber with two fouls. So it's Shreves, Moody, Stallman, Lily Dernal, and Sarah Lewis. You're five on the floor now for Washington.
Dwayne, that was the infamous shot fake on the three-point arc travel that we always talk about, where the officials call that all the time.
Yeah, they do.
And it's not necessarily a travel, but on this home court, it looks like it's going to be.
Chase Keller re-enters now for Shelby Osborne. And the Spartans turn it over back to Washington.
11 turnovers for South Knox.
How many for Washington?
10. 11 to 10. And 10 to 10 is the score.
Yeah, more turnovers than score points for either team. That's not a good sign.
Well, I will say, though, that both defenses are very, very good.
Yeah, they are.
Very tight defenses.
Very true. Lewis lobs out to Stallman. Stallman over to Moody. Moody at the top of the key. Guarded tightly again by Kochenauer.
Yeah, she's doing a great job on Lindsay.
Yes, she is. Lily Dernal hands off to Stallman. Stallman in the paint. Makes her move, and a foul against the Spartans. Put Stallman at the line. It should be two regardless because we're double bonus now.
Yep. I think he wanted to call it, though, on the floor, but it is double bonus. Two shots for Elizabeth.
Stallman with 2 points so far tonight. Minute 13 left to go. The first free throw. Oh, around the rim and no good.
That did a 360 around the rim there.
Second free throw coming from Elizabeth Stallman. The second free toss also no good. The rebound to Hannah Ivers. Boy, Ivers has had some great minutes for South Knox tonight. Okay. 1 minute left to go, and this game is still tied. It's
Washington staying in their zone defense and making sure that Teresa Page doesn't get a good look.
Detweiler. It's a 2-3 zone by the Hatchets. Detweiler hands off to Ivers.
Another deflection, this time by Stallman. Almost a steal.
Now Page has it over to Detweiler. Out to Keller. To Page. Page in the far corner.
Oh, almost a turnover
and
again.
Ends up into the hands of Kokenauer, and she had plenty of room, and she took it through for two. Kokenauer, 7 points in this first half. She puts her team up 12-10. South Knox leads by a bucket. 14 seconds remaining. Dernal lobs into Shreves, and Hannah Shreves.
Her first basket of the night.
First points, ties it at 12. Kokenauer at the buzzer, no good. And it's not a high-scoring affair. It's a defensive battle. And we played one half of basketball and only put 24 points on the board combined. On the 8R Home Center scoreboard, the Washington Lady Hatchets 12, the South Knox Lady Spartans 12. Our halftime show presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent, coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We are pleased to offer solar-powered battery maintenance units. The 12-volt Solargizer prevents the normal loss of battery power on stored vehicles and equipment, no matter how long they sit unused, even all winter long. The Solargizer handles up to 12 volts and is ideal for heavily used or stored vehicles and equipment, such as cars, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and farm equipment. For more information, contact Freddy Energy at 254-3671.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Get ready for winter behind the wheel of a brand new Ram truck during the Black Friday sales event happening now at Washington Chrysler Center. Up to $12,000 off on a 2017 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab. The 2017 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Express is starting as low as $32,343. These year-end unbelievable clearance prices are only at the Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Well, the first half, 24 points, 21 turnovers. That's the tale of two quarters here at South Knox High School. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard at the halftime break, it's Washington 12, South Knox 12. Halftime show presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington, at the caution light at Meridian and Business 50. Individual scoring for the Hatchets, leading the way is Allie Barber off the bench with 4 points. Hannah Shreves held to just 2 points. Sarah Lewis held to just 2 points. Lindsay Moody held to just 2 points. And Elizabeth Stallman, only 2 points. So 2 for Stallman, 2 for Moody, 2 for Lewis, 2 for Shreves, and 4 for Allie Barber. That's your first half scoring. 12 total points for the Hatchets. For South Knox, Michaela Kokenauer leads all scorers. She has 7 at the break. Then it's 2 for Hannah Ivers, 2 for Chase Keller. And their leading scorer, Jarissa Page, held to only 1 point in that first half. So defense is the story, no doubt about it, Steve Brothers.
Well, if this was going to be a match of Shreves versus Page, the score's 2-1. So both leading scorers on the team have been held in check. The team stats are equally ugly, Dwayne. We have for Washington 4 for 17 from the field for 24% shooting, 0 for 2 from the three-point arc, 4 for 7 from the free throw line. We do, however, have 6 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds, but 10 turnovers. For South Knox, 5 for 15 from the field, 33%, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and they are 1 for 7 from the three-point arc. They have, here's a nice one, they have 0 offensive rebounds. So like I noticed earlier, Washington doing a very, very good job of blocking out and not allowing any second chances there. 8 defensive rebounds and 11 turnovers for the Spartans.
That's the story right now at the halftime break. Again, Washington and South Knox all tied up at 12. Your game coverage tonight from South Knox High School brought to you by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. The Prescription Shop, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. And by Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. Our halftime show is presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with more as we set the scene for the second half. Again, 12 all, Washington and South Knox in a dead heat. Back in 2 minutes on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Saving money is just a phone call away. With Myers LP Gas, we can service your home, industry, or farm. And since we'll set your tank for free, the switch to Myers has never been easier. For more information, call Steve at 254-6809 or toll-free at 877-MYERS-22. And hey, remember the tanks for your gas grill. Bring them out to Myers LP Gas on Highway 57, 6 miles north of Washington.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the Prescription Shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
If you're unable to work or suffer from a disability that makes it difficult to perform your job, call the local attorney that has helped hundreds win their disability cases and receive their benefits from the government. Tim Dent, the veteran attorney with the legal expertise and experience in Social Security disability cases. Tim Dent is an attorney, not a certified representative that moves you through a disability claims hearing. When your future income is at stake, choose a proven winner. Tim Dent, attorney at law at the law office of Hayes and Dent in Washington.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
I'm John Gear. Come see me at 2 East National Highway in Washington about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Steve Brothers, you know what the left eye said to the right eye? Between you and me, something smells.
Well,
and it's the shooting for both teams right now here at South Knox High School.
And ball handling.
As 24 points is all that has gone through in this first half of play. 12 for Washington, 12 for South Knox, but a lot of basketball left. And I say this, Steve Brothers, I think we're going to see some more points in this second half of play.
Don't go out on a limb. More than 12?
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you. We are going to see... What Washington has to do, you know, they're really concentrating their defense on Hannah Shreves on the block.
Yes, they are.
That leaves maybe getting the ball to Sarah Lewis on the free throw line area, and she can either shoot
or try to penetrate and shoot, or a high-low pass down to Hannah on the block rather than a pass from the wing. That lob pass is pretty risky when Hannah's sandwiched by two players. So perhaps we can get the ball into the free throw line area, and Sarah Lewis can do some damage in there.
Well, and I do want to say this. I'm not making light that sometimes the shots just won't fall. What we have to say and give credit to is the defense on both teams, because they've stuck to their game plan. And as you mentioned in your stats there, if we're going by leading scorers, the Hatchets have the advantage. It's Shreve 2 and Page 1. So both of the team's leading scorers held to 2 points and 1 point, respectively. And that just goes to show defense. And there's been turnovers. There's been loose balls all over the place. You know, if you're a fan of defense, then you've loved this game so far. If you're a fan of offense, it's kind of like a scoreless tie in a soccer game. There wasn't much offense there at all.
Well, and most people are fans of offense. So, not been a real entertaining game to watch if you like to watch points being put on the board.
Now, we got a lot of basketball left, 16 minutes, and you can bet both coaches made the adjustments needed. And we'll see a lot more action in the second half. Again, thanks to our halftime sponsor, John Gary, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. We're a minute away from the second half of play. Our game coverage brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV 10 in Terre Haute. And Goodwin Seaver's Funeral Home coming soon to Washington. In the JV game tonight, the Hatchets got the preliminary win. Coach Lacey Higgins and her JV squad moved to 2-0 on the season with a 48-17 victory. Our next Lady Hatchet broadcast will be 1 week from tonight, as the Eastern Green Thunderbirds will be in your Hatchet house. Tune in for the coverage, 7:30 tip-off on the air, 7:15 next Tuesday from the Hatchet house back home again. And we'll have all the action for you here on your Voice of the Hatchets Memories 107.9. Hopefully, still undefeated heading into that game.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens here.
Final comments from both head coaches, and we're ready to start this second half. Game's leading scorer, Michaela Kokenauer. She has 7 points for South Knox, leading the way for Washington. Allie Barber, who had 4 in that first half. The starting five on the floor for the Hatchets. That's Maddie Dant, Elizabeth Stallman, Lindsay Moody, Sarah Lewis, and Hannah Shreves. For South Knox, the same goes. Michaela Kokenauer, Jarissa Page, Chase Keller, Paige Cavins, and Christine Williams. The Spartans start with the ball, and here we go. Kokenauer tries for a quick three, can't get it. Rebound to Washington.
Well, she had an open look there, but couldn't connect.
And Kokenauer can hit that shot. We do got to get a little pressure out on the arc.
Once again, a sticky man-to-man defense for the Spartans. And there's the ball was into Lewis there for momentarily.
Maddie Dant lob into Shreves, and Shreves gets her 4th point of the night.
Sounds like Coach Miles at halftime said, for God's sake, get Hannah the ball.
Get the ball to Hannah. 14-12 Hatchets with their first lead, believe it or not.
And they are in their 2-3 zone again, which has really done the job tonight thus far.
Kokenauer works it out to Williams, and Williams pass unable to be controlled by Paige Cavins on the far side, but fortunately for South Knox, it stays with the Spartans, as apparently a Hatchet's got her hand on it.
I thought it was the other way there, Dwayne, but
I did too.
Don't want to be too critical here, but
Christy Williams sits down, and Hannah Ivers quickly back into the lineup for the Spartans. She played much of that first half.
South Knox just really hasn't had an answer for this zone defense thus far.
14-12 if you're just joining us. We're in the third quarter of play. Washington leads by 2. There's Jarissa Page going up against Shreves, and her shot is too strong. Shreves had the rebound, but it's stripped by the Spartans. South Knox maintains. Here's Kokenauer in the paint. Shot again too strong, and this time loose ball. Last touch by Shreves. Out of bounds for a third chance for the Lady Spartans.
Okay, look for Paige to get the ball in the corner on these out-of-bounds plays.
Yep.
Well covered by the Lady Hatchets.
They get it into Cavins. Now Keller up and in. And Chase Keller will have a chance for the three-point play. Well, the Hatchets defended that inbounds set play nicely, but in the process, they left Chase Keller open underneath, and she used the backboard nicely, put it through, drew the foul. It's the second on Hannah Shreve, so a chance for the conventional three-point play, but it's no good as her free throw is off the mark. So all tied up now, 14 all, 6:20 to go. Third quarter, Washington with the ball. Stallman to Moody.
They are just not letting Hannah, they're face guarding her.
Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Shreves. Could have swore somebody from South Knox knocked that one out. Man. Okay.
I'm telling you, Dwayne, don't want to be too critical, but it just sure looks like every 50-50 call goes the home team's
Six
way.
6 minutes here. Left. Page to Keller now. Kokenauer over to Paige Cavins. Now Chase Keller. Spartans taking their time here, waiting for a good shot. Cavins into Ivers. Ivers no good on the attempt. The rebound to Hannah Shreves. Stallman off to the races. Maddie Damp to a wide open Lindsay Moody. And Moody off the glass for her fourth point, 16-14. Nice job by Maddie Dance setting
yes,
that one
was.
Up. I like her play this year, bro. She's going to be a big key for these Lady Hatchets.
Well, I'm sure she's wanting to score a few, but you can contribute without having to score too much, and that's what she's doing.
Almost a turnover. It is a turnover now by South Knox as the loose ball controlled by Washington. Stallman lost it back to South Knox. And Paige Cavins lost it, out of bounds to Washington.
Wow.
Turnover.
13-12 on turnovers. Well, it's 16-14. We're under 5 minutes now in the third quarter. Barber in for Lewis, giving Sarah a little breather. And Moody with the ball, and nearly stripped again, but now she penetrates. Industries, no good. A battle for the rebound, out of bounds.
Bodies hit the floor.
It'll be Washington's ball out of bounds. And Allie Barber to throw it in under our own basket. Pass into Moody. Back to Barber. Three-pointer.
Barber from downtown. Allie Barber, 7 points tonight. And it's 19-14. The Hatchets' biggest lead is at five.
This is a big moment in the game as Washington definitely has the momentum now.
Chase Keller lost the handle.
Again, they're pointing the officials. This is terrible, Dwayne. This is absolutely pathetic. They blow the whistle and they look at each other and they point it to the home team. They don't have any clue.
Well, that's the second time on that one. There's an inbound pass and a three ball. No good. Rebound. Loose. Still battled for. Stallman comes up with it.
This is, this lack of consistent calling. Well, I guess it is consistent, but it's going to catch up with you in the long run if this continues.
A block foul called against Hannah Ivers from South Knox. First team foul against the Spartans, and now Coach Anson Eves for the Spartans wants a timeout. We'll take one, too, on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 4:07 to go in the third quarter. It's Washington 19, South Knox 14. Back in 30 seconds on WAMW.
Summer is winding down and time to treat your sun-damaged hair, split ends, and dull and brittle hair from too much sun exposure. Let us do a deep conditioning to put life back into your hair. Try on some fall hair colors at Headlines Beauty Salon. With hairstyles and colors constantly changing, Headlines Beauty Salon keeps up on the latest. Let one of their stylists, Kim, Danielle, and Susan, give you a new look and style today. Call them for an appointment at 812-254-1810. Get your fall on today.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Hatchet basketball tonight on WAMW, brought to you by Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington, McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer, the Kingpin Bowling Center, and the Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington, and the Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1890. We're at South Knox High School tonight. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. got a good game.
Well, a basket here would be huge for Washington as we're enjoying a little momentum here with 4:07 to go in the third quarter, leading 19-14. Now.
Washington out of bounds, underneath their bucket. Allie Barber looking for the open player, finds Moody. Moody hands off to Maddie Dant. Now Moody over to Adradanoska. Now in the lineup for Washington. Adradanoska open for three. Oh, I thought that went in.
I did too.
The ball loose on the floor. And as Paige had a hold of it, she fell out of bounds. Momentum takes her there. And the ball goes back to Washington. Sarah Lewis replacing Hannah Shreves for Washington. Shelby Osborne will replace Christy Williams for South Ox. Barber looking to inbound it. Can't get it into Adradanoska. It's South Knox ball on the hatchet turnover.
Oh, a travel. No call.
The Spartans get it across the timeline, but just barely. Adradanoska's speed on that floor.
Very quick.
She came flying out of nowhere there. Kokenauer, good feed underneath to Osborne, and Osborne was too open that time. Threw it too strong. Off the glass, the weak side board to Maddie Dant.
Dwayne, it's time to score.
Adradanoska, skip pass, cross court to Dant. Now Adradanoska sets for three. Oh, man, she's going to get that. She's got to keep shooting that. She is going to get that to fall. Around the rim, no good. Chase Keller brings it up the floor.
Washington still in their 2-3 zone, and why not? It's been very effective. As South Knox has just scored.
Keller tries for three, top of the key, too short. And the Hatchets come up with it. 2:43 to go. Still locked at 19-14. Advantage Washington.
Well, we need to get the ball on the Barber side as she hit a three and then get it into Lewis. And there it is from Sarah.
Lewis shook her defender, couldn't get the shot. Maddie Dant, what a play by Maddie Dant. She had position underneath, and as she was falling and losing her balance, she tossed it off the knee of Kokenauer, and she has a big smile on her face as she'll take a breather, and we'll see Hannah Shreves back into the lineup now for Washington. That was an excellent play by Dant.
Excellent hustle. Well, Lewis was wide open on the out-of-bounds play, and they couldn't get it to her. There's a lob into Shreves.
Shreves is open, yep. Hannah Shreves puts it through and a chance for the three-point play.
Well, that was a rare case where we got a nice lob pass in there, a perfect pass. And now it's 21-14, and Washington has outscored South Knox in the quarter 9-2.
Christy Williams coming in for Shelby Osborne. Osborne picked up her second foul. So Shreves tries the conventional three-point play here. The Hatchet senior takes her time. Puts it up and in. Hannah Shreves, 7 points. The Hatchet lead up to 8, 22-14 at the two-minute mark in the third quarter.
Again, that zone, and South Knox has only hit 1-3, and there's a shot, no good, out of bounds, Washington's basketball.
Gatweiler worked free, had a good look, but couldn't get it to go.
22-14, we're down to 2:02 left in the third quarter, and now here comes some
full court pressure coming by the Spartans. The Hatchets get it into Lewis. Lewis gets it across the timeline, and her pass is almost taken away by South Knox as Kokenauer was falling out of bounds, couldn't save it, so it'll stay with Washington under the Hatchet bench. Minute 54 to go now. Sarah Lewis triggers the inbound. Lewis finds Stallman.
Looking for the lob again.
There's Lewis. She's open. The shot, no good. Rebound to Allie Barber. Second chance for Washington. Barber, far side. Skip pass over to Lewis. Lewis in the paint. That shot too strong. This time the rebound to Christy Williams. Here come the Spartans.
Sarah had a couple of good looks there, but couldn't connect. She needs to keep shooting, however.
Yep. Paige Cavins. Over to Jarissa Page. Page still held to just that 1 point in the first quarter. She had 20 in the last outing for South Knox, so the Hatchets have shut her down nicely so far. Christy Williams, shot, no good. Rebound to Allie Barber. Barber's put in some good minutes tonight.
She certainly has.
Actually, leading scorer with 7 points. Her and Shreves combined, 7 each. We're into the final minute in this third quarter.
There's the lob again.
Tried to get it to Shreves. Can't get it, but it's last touch by South Knox.
Well, you know what the game plan is. Keep lobbing it inside. Good things will happen if we can thread the needle.
Hannah Ivers back in now. This time for Lexi Detweiler. It's quickly into Lewis, and this time Lewis connects.
Okay. Sarah Maybe Lewis. That'll get her untracked there.
4 points for Lewis tonight. 24-14. The Hatchet's biggest lead is at 10. Paige couldn't get a shot, and then it's a tied jump ball.
And it's Washington's possession. Good hustle there by Elizabeth Stallman.
Maddie Dance in for Hannah Shreves. Lexi Detweiler back in for South Knox.
Okay, we have some full court pressure here by South Knox.
39 seconds to play in the third quarter. 10-point Hatchet lead. Hatchets break the pressure. Stallman to Moody. Over to Barber now. Here's Lewis near side. Skip pass to Moody. Stallman into Lewis. Out to Barber. Her shot. Oh, couldn't get it.
Down to 15 seconds now.
Now South Knox with the last chance. There's Detweiler. No good. Rebound. Fought for, and the Hatchets have it.
Down to six seconds.
Moody. 3 seconds. Gets it to Maddie Dant. Dance shot. Too strong. At the buzzer. That's it for the third quarter play. 8 minutes left to find our winner. The Hatchets hold South Knox to only 2 points in that quarter. And on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Washington 24, South Knox 14. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW. $2 Tuesdays are back at the Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington. Every Tuesday, bowl for only $2 per game. Plus, Tuesday drafts are only $1. And dart players and euchre players are welcome to join in tournament play. The Kingpin Restaurant is proud to feature a new, juicy chicken bacon ranch sandwich that is out of this world. Enjoy great family fun at the Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Hatchet basketball tonight brought to you by the Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets, the Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington, and Crane Federal Credit Union. South Knox starts with the ball as we begin the fourth quarter. Chase Keller hands off to Christy Williams. Williams driving baseline is fouled by Hannah Shreves. Third foul on Shreves, out of bounds for South Knox. That is only the second team foul, so... Two team fouls for both teams. No bonus situation yet. South Knox having a little trouble getting it in. Now they find Kokenauer. She hands off to Williams. Williams tries for three. Can't get it. Rebound to Sarah Lewis.
Well, they're not hitting their threes. They're 1 for 11 from the arc tonight.
And Stallman into Lewis. Sarah Lewis, no. She had a good look, just couldn't get it. Rebound to Chase Keller. Keller finds her point guard, Kokenauer. Kokenauer picks up the dribble. Hands off to Ivers. Ivers to Kokenauer. At the volleyball line, she'll feed far side to Paige. High, arching, three ball.
There it was.
That took about 10 seconds to drop.
High, very high arch.
Jarissa Paige with the first three-pointer, second three-pointer of the night for the Spartans, and a turnover by Washington. Here comes Kokenauer off to the races, and she gets it for two. 5 quick points, makes it 24-19. The Spartans cut the lead in half.
Well, the turnovers are definitely taking their toll.
There's Lewis wide open this time, and Sarah Lewis gets two, and a timeout call. Coach Miles wants to talk to her team. We'll take one, two, back in 1 minute from South Knox. It's Washington 26, the Spartans 19, back after this on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The voice of the Hatchets!
South Knox will have the ball and play resumes. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Washington 26, South Knox 19. Kokenauer works it into Blair Evans, who now is checks into the lineup. And here's Jarissa Page all the way to the basket. Can't get it. Rebound to Sarah Lewis.
Well, they were forcing Page to penetrate there rather than shoot the three, and she missed the shot.
Lewis, shot up, no good. Rebound, who else? Maddie Dant. Man, she pulls down some big boards.
That's the quickness. She's a quick jumper.
Moody, far side, left-hand dribble, hands it into Stallman. Stallman has some room, and she'll put it through for two. Elizabeth Stallman with her fourth point, 28-19. The Hatchet lead back up to nine.
That was a big basket. It gave us some breathing room there. No harm, no foul on that drive.
Bumped into Shreves, no foul. And she gets the ball back and puts it in for two. Hannah Ivers with her fourth point.
That is their first offensive rebound of the night.
28-21, the lead for Washington at seven. 5.5 to play. A foul away from the ball against South Knox.
Well, I think that was a shaky call, too, in favor of Washington this time.
Hannah Ivers, her third. So it'll be out of bounds for the Hatchets. Again, no bonus for either team. Moody to Stallman. Stallman behind the arc, top of the key over to Moody. Moody sets for three. Oh, no good. Stallman almost pulled that rebound down,
nice
and
hustle.
She does. As it's last touched by Kokenauer.
Excellent hustle.
Now that was great anticipation off the rim by Stallman.
We've got a substitution, it looks like.
Okay.
Unbelievable. The officials just motioned for the South Knox coach to get back in her box. I haven't seen that call in a decade.
There is Shreves for two. Hannah Shreves hits the bucket. And she's got 9 points. 30-21. The lead for Washington back up to nine. Blair Evans tied up. And the arrow pointing to Washington. And who made that happen? Maddie Dant.
There's no substitute for quickness, Dwayne, and Maddie is extremely quick and is able to get a lot of deflection. Kind of like Caitlin Davis the last few years.
Very similar type of play, you're right. Maddie Dant inbounds it to Moody. We're at the 5-minute mark in the contest. Washington holding on to a 9-point lead.
Now we're in the coffin corner.
Moody gets it out of trouble.
Good timeout by Coach Miles.
Coach Miles wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Hatchets 30, South Knox 21, back in 30 seconds on WAMW.
This week, while enjoying your favorite sports live or on television, before, during, and after the game, quench your thirst with an ice-cold Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. Pepsi also brings its game with a variety of other refreshments, including Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, Crush, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, and more. Live for now. Get in the game by reaching for the taste of Pepsi and Pepsi products available wherever beverages are sold. Pepsi is the exclusive beverage vendor of Washington High School and Hatchet Sports.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Hatchet basketball tonight brought to you by Headlines Beauty Salon. Kim, Danielle, and Susan proudly backing the Lady Hatchets. Also the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. It'll be Washington ball and play resumes. Out of bounds for the Hatchets. Maddie Dant triggers it in to Moody. Moody, far side to Stallman. That sticky man-to-man pressure continues.
They've turned that defense up a notch, Dwayne. They were all over.
Reach in foul called against South Knox. It's going to put Stallman at the line to shoot two.
Well, you know what was said in the Spartan huddle is you need to turn the defense up, and they certainly did on that possession.
Stick around for the Hatchet postgame show. We'll name the Freddie Energy high-energy player of the game as Stallman misses the first free throw. We also have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game and our overall MVP presented by Annalou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. 1-for-2 at the line for Stallman, her fifth point tonight. She's 1 out of 4 overall from the charity stripe. It's back to a 10-point lead. Washington 31, South Knox 21. Kokenauer tries for three and hits it. Wow. I mean, that was a spin move.
Looks like she just threw it up there, chucked it up
that
there.
That was an impressive shot. Nothing but net, too, for Michaela Kokenauer, who is shooting lights out tonight. Stallman out to Dant, Maddie Dant.
Maddie's a little reluctant to shoot the outside shot.
There's Sarah Lewis
looking for
at the
that high-low pass.
Moody able to save that one. I thought that was going to be taken away.
They're still trying to look for that lob, but there's Lewis.
There's Lewis in the paint. Nope, too strong.
And, yeah, that was a Maddie Dant over the back, and that was a good call.
Yep, it goes against the Hatchets. Maddie Dant. Third team foul for Washington. Out of bounds for South Knox. So the Spartans on a little run now. They trail 31-24.
Under 4 minutes, so it's crunch time, Dwayne.
Here comes Kokenauer. You got to keep an eye on her. She's hit 2 threes. She's got 10 points tonight for the Lady Spartans. Kokenauer out to Paige Cavins. Now Williams, Christy Williams, hands off to Chase Keller. Keller's shot too strong. And the rebound pulled down nicely by Sarah Lewis, weak side. Lewis finds Stallman, and here come the Hatchets. Stallman.
And we really shouldn't be in any tremendous hurry here.
We have 3.5 minutes to play.
Just work the ball around a little bit.
Here comes Stallman. She's picked as she makes her move in the paint. Now a travel all day long.
Timeout. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Anson Eves gets the timeout call. 3:20 to go.
Still a good ball game here, Dwayne.
31-24 in favor of Washington. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back to South Knox after this on WAMW.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment? 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
3:20 to play here at South Knox. The game's still up for grabs on the Enar Home Center scoreboard. Washington leads 31-24. Spartans have the ball as play resumes. 7 points separating the teams.
Well, it looks like they're going to try and find Kokenauer on the arc here. And she's got the ball now.
She picks up the dribble, hands out to Paige. Paige to the hoop. Jarissa Paige, the shot around the rim, no good. And a big rebound by Sarah Lewis. Lewis outlet pass to Stallman. Stallman to Moody. Back to Stallman. Shot deflected and the loose ball into the hands of the Spartans. Up the floor. Moody takes it away. Turnover South Knox. Here comes Lindsay. Gets it out of harm's way at the center circle. Now she picks up her dribble. Far side to Stallman.
Okay, girls, there's no hurry here. 2:30 left and a 7-point lead. There's no sense of urgency.
I think that's what Coach Miles just said.
Yeah.
Sarah Lewis puts it up. No.
Oh, she went over the back, too.
Rebound to Jerissa Page. Page off to Kokenauer. We're at the 2-minute mark. Kokenauer, three. Hits the guide wire up on the backboard, and it's out of bounds to Washington.
Okay, we're not even close to a bonus yet, so we can eat some clock up here with 2:11 to go. So we don't really have to score here.
Lewis across the timeline for Washington. Gets it to Moody. Moody one-on-one with Kokenauer.
Need to get somebody open. There we go.
Lewis. Boy, I tell you, that Moody-Kokenauer battle has been a good one.
It has been all night long.
And Lindsay has done a nice job overall taking on that pressure because it is sticky.
There's been a lot of pressure.
It is sticky.
We're in our flex offense here where we're screening on the weak side. That's designed to eat up some clock.
There's a foul on Kokenauer. That is the fifth team foul for South Knox.
Okay, we need to probably continue in that nice flex offense. That does nothing but eat up the clock. And a timeout called by South Knox.
Timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take 1-2. Our score, still the same. Washington 31, South Knox 24. Back in 30 seconds on WAMW.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Out of bounds for Washington underneath, or in front of the Hatchet bench, I should say. Maddie Dant looks to get it in. Finds Lindsay Moody.
Double team and a foul.
Quick foul call.
Looks like
Kokenauer gets her second personal.
South Knox is going to make us earn this from the free throw line here after the next foul.
Again, Maddie Dant will get it in. And a foul call this time on Cavins. So no time taken off the clock, but that does put us in the bonus. Elizabeth Stallman will shoot the 1-1. Stallman 1-for-4 at the line. She's got 5 points overall tonight for the Lady Hatchets. First free toss is up and in.
That was a big free throw.
32-24. The Hatchet lead now at 8. A minute 36 left to play. The second free throw, no good. Rebound to Chase Keller for the Spartans. Keller quickly up the floor. Off to Paige Cavins. Cavins dribbled off her foot, but it stays with South Knox.
That looked like in the movie Hoosiers. Dribbled off the foot out of bounds.
Said it went off of Hannah Shreve somehow. So it'll be out of bounds for the Spartans.
Okay, we've got to watch a three-pointer in the corner here. Nope, well covered.
They get it into Cavins. Now Keller, quick shot by Keller, up and in. Chase Keller, 6 points tonight, 32-26. And a turnover for Washington. Don't need those. Timeout once again, South Knox. 32-26. The Hatchet lead is 6 with a minute 13 left to play.
Turnovers are killing us, Duane.
On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, we'll be back to South Knox in 1 minute on WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
Have you done your annual Medicare plan review? There are new health plans and prescription drug coverage choices available each year. Beginning October 15th, you can decide which plan will meet your needs for the next year and make any changes. It's important that you review your current coverage during this open enrollment period to ensure you are getting the best coverage for the best price. give me, Marilyn McCullough, a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back here to South Knox. Spartans with the ball as the final minute is left on the clock. There's a three by Kokenauer. No good. Rebound. And a foul called against Paige Cavins will put Sarah Lewis at the free throw line on the other end.
Dwayne, Sarah Lewis has 11 defensive rebounds.
That's the fifth foul called on Paige Cavins. So she has fouled out of this one.
Well, coach is trying to decide who to put in and at the same time icing Sarah Lewis at the free throw line with 104 to go and a 6-point hatchet lead. All right.
Christy Williams is going to check in now. Sarah Lewis will be at the line. 1:04 left to go. 32-26.
A free throw here will make it a three-possession game. So that's huge.
And it's up and in. Good job by Sarah. Lewis, as we said, signing her letter of intent tomorrow at Washington High School to join the Division I University of Georgia equestrian team.
And
what an honor for that senior.
And there's no horsing around as she just hit two free throws.
There's a three.
Oh, Kokenauer with the three.
Kokenauer on the other end. Makes it a near turnover. 29. Kokenauer knocks it loose. Jump ball. Arrow points to South Knox. So it's 34-29. We still have 53 seconds to play. And the Spartans have the ball trailing by five.
Got to watch the corners again for the three-point shot.
Kokenauer is single-handedly doing it all right now, bro.
Yep.
Made that steal.
She's looking for another three.
And there she steps out to shoot it. It's well short this time.
Good block out by Sarah Lewis.
Over the back on Jarissa Page. And Sarah Lewis will go to the other end and shoot the one and bonus again.
And that she's at the free throw line because she made a conscious effort to block out the offensive rebounder there.
8 points for Sarah Lewis. A chance to go double figures here at the charity stripe.
Still only a 5-point lead here. 46.8 seconds.
The first free throw by Lewis is in. Post-game show coming up, presented by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau agent in Washington. And Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington. The second free throw is good.
Big time free throws there.
On them both. Lewis 4-for-4 at the line here in the fourth quarter. She has 10 points. And it's 36-29 in favor of the Hatchets. A three by Kokenauer, no good. The rebound and put back by Williams, no good. The rebound this time to Hannah Shreves, and she's fouled. Hannah Shreves will go and shoot two, I believe. Yep, she's got two.
Okay.
Double bonus for Hannah Shreves. Hannah Shreves tonight has 7 9-points. She's got a chance to reach double figures here. Shreves' first free throw coming. It's up and short. No good. Mm. Again, our next Lady Hatchet broadcast coming up next Tuesday night. 1 week from tonight, Eastern Green will be in town at the Hatchet House. The second free throw is good. So Hannah Shreves reached double figures with 10. It's 37-29. Kokenauer off to Christy Williams. Williams tries for three, too strong. Rebound to Keller, to Williams. In the corner, here's Hannah Ivers, and Ivers carried it. Turnover, South Knox.
Things are looking pretty promising right now, Dwayne.
Go to Washington tonight.
18 seconds left, 37-29.
Timeout called.
Timeout, Lady Hatchet.
By Washington. It's a full timeout, so we'll take one too on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 18 seconds remaining. Washington 37, South Knox 29. We'll be back to wrap this one up right after this on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets.
The ball is quickly inbounded to Lindsay Moody, and she is fouled.
We're in a double bonus here, 16.8 seconds.
Double bonus for Washington, yep. Moody shooting two free ones here. Moody, not a lot of points tonight, but man, did a nice job handling the pressure.
Zero turnovers.
First free throw was up and in.
It's always nice when your main ball handler has zero turnovers.
Absolutely. And that's all the team asks of her, and she does a nice job. Second free throw by Lindsay, up and in. She hits them both. Moody, 4-for-5 at the free throw line. 6 points tonight for the Hatchets. A 10-point lead now for Washington, 39-29. Final 12 seconds on the clock. Christy Williams throws up the three. Too strong. Out of bounds. Last touch by Hannah Shreve. She couldn't pull it in.
That ball was strong off the backboard. Hard one to grab onto.
South Knox will have one more attempt at it here, it looks like. Spartans into Williams. Williams high off the glass. No good. Rebound to Shreves. And that's the ball game. The Hatchets get the win, and they stay flawless at 2-0 on the season on the A&R Home Center scoreboard tonight. Washington, 39. The South Knox Spartans, 29. A road victory for Coach Gretchen Miles and her Lady Hatchets. We'll be back with the Hatchet postgame show after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Construction on the new state-of-the-art Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is moving along at a rapid pace, thanks to our friends at Tabor Crane. Hi, I'm Chris Seavers. We anticipate opening the doors of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in early 2018 at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Pardon our temporary mess during continued construction, and thanks for your patience as we assure every amenity is added to serve the community of Washington and surrounding areas. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, opening early 2018.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Well, it wasn't pretty. No question about that. No style points, but in the end, what matters is who has the most points on the scoreboard, and the Washington Lady Hatchets will walk away with a victory on the road tonight to improve to 2-0 on the season. The Lady Hatchets defeat the South Knox Lady Spartans by a score of 39-29. This is the Hatchet postgame show presented by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau agent in Washington, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. Individual scoring first for the Hatchets. Two players posting double figures. They are Sarah Lewis, who finished with 10, and Hannah Shreves, who also chipped in 10. Off the bench, Allie Barber had 7 tonight. Then it was 6 points apiece for Lindsay Moody and Elizabeth Stallman. 10 for Lewis, 10 for Shreves, 7 for Barber, 6 for Moody, and 6 for Stallman. The game's leading scorer tonight was Michaela Kokenauer. Kokenauer, a fine sophomore. We've got two more years to deal with her. She finished with 15 points. Then it was 6 points for Chase Keller, 4 points for Hannah Ivers, and only 4 points tonight for Jarissa Page. And I'm sure, Coach Miles, that kind of leaves a smile on your face if you can keep their leading score at only 4 points. Defensively, you guys battled, but as I said, no style points tonight. In the end, let's just get out of here with a victory and go home.
You got that right. That's a, you know, it's hard to win games when you can't score. And it's hard to do that, too, when you keep turning the basketball over. You know, to start the game, we just missed a lot of shots around the basket. And I think mentally that started to get us to check out a little bit. And at halftime, that's what we talked about. We got to grow up. We've got to be more mature. We've got experienced kids that have played the game and they understand when things don't go your way, that's life. And like we said, you know, life's not about unicorns and rainbows. Like, you got to get over it and play that next play. Because, you know, we go into halftime not feeling very good about ourselves, but the game was still tied. You know, it doesn't matter how you fight or how you find a way to get that victory. You just get that victory and you just get out of here.
And they did that. Again, 39-29, the final score. You had combined 24 points for both teams, and 21 combined turnovers.
Well, in the first half, I think we had 12 ourselves. So at the end of the game, we had us for like 19 or something. So 7 was better in the second half, but still just not making very good decisions. And, you know, just like what we saw with them trying to, when they were trying to shut down Hannah, we got to have other kids step up and hit shots. And that gets her frustrated a little bit. And when people go in and kind of short-arming it and not be very strong around the basket, it just gets out of the flow of things. When we had kids step up and hit some shots, Allie Barber hit some outside shots for us tonight. And then what that does is open things up, and then we had some better looks inside. We were more patient, I feel like, a little bit better the second half than we were the first half. But I thought Lindsay Moody did a nice job handling the basketball. Kokenauer was in her jersey all night long, great defender. And I thought second half, too, Maddie Dant came up with some big rebounds and some big stops for us. And her first half to second half was night and day.
We had Moody with zero turnovers despite being hounded by Kokenauer the whole game. And you're right, Maddie Dant really got – she got a total of six rebounds. And she's got a lot of deflections, and she plays a lot like Caitlin Davis.
Yes, and that's what we told her. We said, you know, we want you to be Maddie Dant. But just to have that mentality to know that, like, what do you do well for us? And she's like, you know, I can get after defensively. I can rebound. I said, then we got to have that day in and day out. Because you got to have kids that can do that. You know, she knows that she makes jokes in practice, and we put 2 and 3 people on Hannah in practice. And she says, how come you guys don't double-team me? And she goes, because they want me to shoot. I said, you're exactly right, Maddie. We love you, but they want you to shoot the basketball. So stick to what you do well, because we have to have kids like that. In the second half, too, she came up with some big offensive rebounds for us.
And noticeably, the entire game, your team did a great job of blocking out as the opponents only got 3 offensive rebounds, and 2 of those were late on long 3-point misses. Mm-hmm. So what a great job of screening out the entire game.
Well, and I think the difference of that, too, was playing that 2-3 zone. We've got more of our bigs in around the basket also, because rebounding for us against North Knox was not good. But, you know, we just have to keep getting better and keep getting after it, because we still have a long way to go. But when you've got a long way to go but still trying to find ways to get the win, you know, we'll be moving in the right direction. Of course, we don't play again until next Tuesday. So, I mean, we got to get back to the basics, the fundamentals, and get back to work.
Well, Coach, it's a win on the road. You know, again, no style points. Doesn't have to be pretty. As long as you've got more points than the opposing team, that's the case tonight, 2-0. We'll see you back at home next Tuesday night.
Okay. Thank you guys for making the trip.
You got it. Coach Gretchen Miles on the Hatchet postgame as Washington seals the deal with a 39-29 road win over South Knox. When we come back for a final time, we'll hand out the postgame hardware after this on WAMW.
The year-end sales event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford. Now is the perfect time to drive home a new Ford. Get 0% financing for 72 months across the 2017 Ford lineup. Save up to $10,000 on a new F-150 and up to $11,000 on a new Expedition. Drive one during the year-end sales event going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
Bill Dobson Ford!
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We are pleased to offer solar-powered battery maintenance units. The 12-volt Solargizer prevents the normal loss of battery power on stored vehicles and equipment, no matter how long they sit unused, even all winter long. The Solargizer handles up to 12 volts and is ideal for heavily used or stored vehicles and equipment, such as cars, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and farm equipment. For more information, contact Freddy Energy at 254-3671.
Pamper your lawn this fall to promote a lush green carpet in the spring. Heller's Lawn Pro knows that this is the time to repair summer damage to your lawn by aerating, fertilizing, and spraying weeds. Got leaves? Heller's will do fall cleanup and winterize your landscape so it will be healthier and have fewer weeds in the spring. For home or business, call Heller's Lawn Pro at 610-0055. That's 610-0055. Your lawn will thank you.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back for a final time here at South Knox tonight. Again, the Washington Hatchets get the road win 39-29 in the varsity contest. The JV win goes to Washington 2, 48-17. And the only thing left to do is to hand out the postgame hardware. Quickly, Steve Brothers has the final team stats, though.
For Washington, 12 for 39 from the field, 31%.
Not good.
14 for 20 from the free throw line, 70%.
Better.
7 offensive rebounds, 26 defensive rebounds, and 18 turnovers. For South Knox, 12 for 43 from the field, 28% shooting, including 4 for 18 from the three-point arc. 1 for 5 from the free throw line, only 3 offensive rebounds, 14 defensive rebounds, and they had 16 turnovers.
Washington wins it 39-29 to improve to 2-0. The South Knox Spartans will drop to 1-2 on the season. And the postgame hardware, first our Freddie Energy, high energy player of the game, brought to you by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
Well, Lindsey Moody, like we said, did a lot of the ball handling tonight and was hounded by a very athletic Kokenauer girl from South Knox. 0 turnovers.
6 points and no turnovers.
Yeah.
Quite a night for her because she had all kinds of pressure. She's going to have a few bruises and bumps tomorrow waking up. She's going to see Kokenauer in her dreams tonight, I think, because that was sticky. But I'll tell you, that's what we need from Lindsey. You got to have somebody that can handle the basketball, handle the pressure, and get it up the floor. And Moody did what she had to do to be our Freddie Energy, high-energy player of the game.
And
congratulations.
4 for 5 from the free throw line also.
Big free throws, yes. Next, it's the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Dwayne, how would you like to win a post-game award and not score any points? Well, that's what Maddie Dant did tonight. You don't have to score to get these awards. She got 6 big rebounds, several steals, and many deflections, and wreaked havoc as part of our great defensive effort tonight.
See, that's tough. Again, you know, she's involved in every play away from the ball and pulling down some huge rebounds. That's the second game in a row she's done that. And she's going to make a big difference with this team this year. Her play is important, and Maddie Dant certainly deserving tonight of our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. The final honor is the overall MVP presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
Well, Dwayne, Sarah Lewis had a tough shooting night tonight. Her shots were a little strong most of the evening. But she did manage to get a double-double tonight with 10 points and 11 big defensive rebounds. Most of those were crucial. Plus, she hit some crucial free throws down in the stretch, much needed. She was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. So she is tonight's MVP.
And, again, a reminder, Sarah Lewis will be signing on tomorrow to the Division I University of Georgia equestrian team. So quite an honor as she will continue her career at the University of Georgia D1 on the equestrian team. That signing is at 12 noon tomorrow, so we personally want to congratulate Sarah on quite an honor there. And Sarah Lewis is tonight's overall MVP here at South Knox, presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Well, we walk away with a W. That's what counts, Steve Brothers. Let's do it again next Tuesday night. Eastern Green, the next opponent coming to town.
Let's keep this thing going.
Final score on the A&R Homesteader scoreboard, Washington 39, South Knox 29. For Steve Brothers and our studio producer, Renee Lyle, back at home base tonight, this is Dwayne Shakes saying good night and so long from South Knox High School.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles, the Crane Federal Credit Union, Davies Community Hospital, Donaldson Insurance, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones investor, Kyle Cornelius with Farm Bureau Insurance, Freddie Energy, the Gill Funeral Home, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Hayes and Dance, Headlines, Heller's Lawn Pro, the Kingpin Bowling Center, McAllister Machinery, McDonald's Restaurants, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Purdue Farms Incorporated, Anna Lou Chapman with REMAX, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, Sterling & Company, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, and WTHI-TV. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game.